So let's review. Our shiur began with the Gemara continuing to explain the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, which had listed several foods that may not be moved on Shabbos, even to make room for guests, since they are muktzah. The Gemara explores what is the chiddush, the novelty in teaching that each of these is muktzah. Tevel is obviously muktzah, since nobody can eat it. So the Mishnah must be referring to something that grew in a flower pot, and is only chayiv in trumas ha'maisos midrabanan, to teach that although it is fit to be eaten midaraisa on the biblical level, but since it may not be eaten midrabanan on the rabbinic level, it is muktzah. Maisa rishon shle nitzlo trumasa does not refer to maisa rishon that trumas maisa was not taken from it, because that is obviously muktzah. It refers to maisa rishon that was taken before truma gedolah was ever taken from the original produce, after it was made into a pile, sheh gedim bekri. The Mishnah teaches that he remains obligated to separate truma gedolah, rendering it tevel and therefore muktzah. Maisa sheni fehekdesh shle niftu does not refer to items that were never redeemed at all, but to items that were redeemed improperly, such as maisa sheni that was redeemed with kesef shein lav tzura, a coin that has no image, or hekdesh that was redeemed with karkois land. The Mishnah teaches that the redemption is invalid, and the produce remains usur and muktzah. We go back to the Mishnah. The Tanakhama and Shemagam Lil disagree about the muktzah status of items that are used to feed exotic animals that are not common, such as ravens, ostriches, and elephants. They were generally owned by wealthy people. The Gemara clarifies this issue as follows. All agree that feed for a common animal is not muktzah, even for one who does not own this type of animal. Feed for an exotic animal is not muktzah if he owns this animal. Feed for an exotic animal which he does not own is where we have the machlekes. The Tanakhama considers it to be muktzah, whereas Rav Shmuel holds it not muktzah because Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim, even Jews who are not wealthy enough to own ostriches and ravens, are considered like princes who are capable of owning such expensive birds. The idea that Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim is also held by Rav Shimon, who allows rose oil to be used on Shabbos, even though non-aristocrats would only use it for refuah, because all Jews are considered aristocrats, and by Rav Shmuel and Rav Akiva, who rule that somebody who owes a lot of money is permitted to keep an expensive garment that he owns, since for an aristocrat, expensive garments are considered a necessity. The Mishnah taught, Chavili kash, v'chavili eitzim, v'chavili zrodin. Bundles of straw, twigs, or reeds are generally used to make a fire, and therefore muktzah on Shabbos. In miskino l'maicha behema metalim leisen. If he set it aside for animal feed, it's not muktzah. The Braisa adds that even so, Reb Shimon Gamliel only permits bundles that can be carried with one hand, so as to avoid tirchi yisera, excessive exertion on Shabbos. The Gemara then goes on to discuss the muktzah status of meat. Baster maliach, salted meat may be moved in Shabbos because it's edible. Baster tafel, raw unsalted meat, Rav Huna amar mutl tatle, Rav Chizda amar asl tatle. The Gemara explains, they both were tamidim of Rav, who holds like Rabbi Yehuda the Islay muktzah, who is more stringent regarding muktzah, and raw meat which is not edible is muktzah. However, Rav Huna only holds like Rabbi Yehuda regarding achila, that one may not eat this type of muktzah, but he holds like Reb Shimon regarding tiltel, that one may move this type of muktzah. Reb Chizda, however, holds that unsalted meat is completely muktzah, and may not be moved unless it is duck meat, which is edible raw. Bones and spoiled meat are not considered muktzah, because they are eaten by different animals. Mayim agulin, water that was left exposed, is not muktzah according to Tanakhama, since cats drink it, but is muktzah according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, since you can't keep it around due to the danger of a person drinking it. We proceed with the next Mishnah. The Mishnah permits turning a basket upside down so birds can hop into their nest. Rashi explains, the Mishnah wants to teach us that a non-muktzah utensil may be moved even for the purposes of a muktzah item. Unlike Rabbi Yitzchak, who holds on Dav Mem Gimel Med Aleph, ain kli nitl el davar hanitl b'Shabbos. A non-muktzah utensil may be moved only for the purposes of another non-muktzah item. The Mishnah continues. Tarnagoyles shebarcha doichin ois acha dekanes. If a chicken runs away, even though it is normally muktzah, we can push it to safety for the sake of saving it from suffering. Yehuda Marav similarly allows putting cushions into a stream of water, so an animal that has fallen can climb on them to safety, provided that there is no way to support the animal in the stream. Even though the cushions will no longer be usable for Shabbos, and he will be in violation of Mevata Kli Mechonai, making the utensil immovable. However, since Tzar Balachayim is Dairaisa, we permit violating the Drabban of Mevata Kli Mechonai to save the animal from suffering. The Gemara continues to clarify, Doichin in Midadin Loi. Although you may push the chicken back towards safety, helping it walk is forbidden, since chickens will leave the ground when you help them to walk and you will end up carrying it. You can help other animals that don't leave the ground to walk. The next Mishnah says, Ein miyald nes abehema biyamtiv av mesadin. We may not deliver a baby animal on Yom Tov, but can help in its delivery by catching the baby so it doesn't hit the ground, or by pushing the mother's stomach to force the baby out. This may not be done on Shabbos. The Mishnah continues, U'miyald nesisha b'Shabbos. We may deliver babies on Shabbos, even if it involves several malachas. When the Mishnah adds the phrase, U'machal nesa Shabbos, it comes to teach that you may light a candle for her, even if she's blind, because it will calm her to know that those who are helping her can see. The Braisa adds that her attendants may also bring her oil, but should try to do it with a shinui, such as bringing it in the palm of the hand, and if that's not possible in the here, and if that too is not possible in the kli. The Gemara asks, indeed, bringing it in the here saves her from the issa deraisa of hitzah. However, she will have to squeeze it out of her here in violation of schita. The Gemara gives two answers. In schita besar, squeezing liquid out of here is not schita mideraisa. The Braisa did not mean that the oil should be soaked into the here, but that the vessel of oil should be stuck into the here. The Gemara continues. Shmuel holds that so long as a woman's womb is open, psichas hakever, we may be mechal Shabbos for her. Bein amr tzrichani, bein loyam tzrichani, whether she says she needs it or not. Nistam hakever, once her womb is closed, there are two versions as to the opinion of Shmuel. We may not be mechal Shabbos even if she says tzrichani, I need it. We may be mechal Shabbos only if she says tzrichani, I need it. The Gemara concludes that we are lenient, since safek nefash is lahakal. We are always lenient in cases that involve even a doubt of life or death.